You are listening to Beating Neuropathy and Chronic Pain with Dr. John Hayes, author of the bestseller, Beating Neuropathy, Taking Misery to Miracles in Just 5 Weeks. Here is Dr. John Hayes.
Well, hi, everybody. Good evening once again. This is Dr. John Hayes. I'd like to welcome everybody to this week's edition of Beating Neuropathy. And once again, it's a pleasure and an honor to be with you and have you invite me into your home. What I'd like to do today is to talk a little bit more about some of the things we've spoken about recently. And this really has to do with some of the dietary things that we can do to help mitigate or reduce the effects of peripheral neuropathy, but also disease in general. And it's probably a really good place to start with just a basic recap of why we advocate the type of dietary changes we do and why they are so important. For those of you who are new with us, the bottom line is that what we have found is in years now of treating many patients with peripheral neuropathy, many forms of chronic pain, is that the vast majority of patients we take care of do the best on what we call a plant-based diet. Now, this plant-based diet basically means that the vast majority of the diet, certainly not 100% for most of us, but the vast majority of the diet is made of products and foods that are derived from plants. This also means that the diet does not contain dairy products. So what I wanted to do is just talk briefly about why no dairy and why no gluten, because those are really the two biggest dietary offenders. Number one, with regard to dairy, there are several reasons for recommending no dairy in the diet. In fact, for over 10 years in my clinical practice, I have not recommended that adults or children, for that matter, consume dairy products in any way, shape, or form other than periodic traces, which I would not be concerned about. You know, if you go to a birthday party or something like that, and assuming you're not lactose intolerant or allergic, you should be able to go out and enjoy yourself once in a while. But consuming dairy on a daily basis probably has no real benefit for healthy adults. And I know there are people that will disagree with me, but what I would strongly recommend you do if you're seriously interested in pursuing this and want to make your own decision is to read more of the research yourself on the effects of dairy and health, but most especially read the book called The China Study. And I know we spent a lot of time on that before, so I'm not going to take up extra time on that tonight. The other thing I do want to talk about is something that occurs with regularity and much more frequency in the neuropathy clinic, and that's the entire idea of trying to get patients off gluten as much as possible. The fact of the matter is that gluten is responsible for celiac disease, or gluten is responsible for the manifestation of celiac disease. However, even in patients that aren't gluten sensitive and don't have celiac disease, gluten can still create an inflammatory reaction. So why is this important? Well, the fact of the matter is that if you set up your internal environment so it is pro-inflammatory, meaning it is more likely to cause an intracellular and extracellular environment that will lead to inflammation, you are going to suffer more pain, you're going to have a lot of aches, you're going to have stiffness, and we also now know that you're setting the stage for more serious diseases, the smallest of which could be depression, but the worst of which could be things like heart disease and cancer. You see, inflammation, when it sets off inside the body internally, sets the stage for a whole host of bad reactions, not the least of which is scarring of the inside of the blood vessels, which makes it far easier for fatty deposits to accumulate. In fact, this might be the key to atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries, which still is one of the most common causes of death in modern developed countries. So that really is the rationale behind recommending a gluten and dairy-free diet. Now, again, for those of you who are new to the Beating Neuropathy family, I invite you to go back and listen to some of the previous radio shows that we've recorded. But the bottom line is I wanted to start out tonight's show and make sure that everybody who's with us is clear that this is why we make the recommendations that we do. For those of you who follow us on Facebook, you'll see we try to put something on there on virtually a daily basis that will give you a little bit more information about how you can incorporate these types of changes in your diet. And really, once you make it a habit, how easy it can be. The next thing I'd like to do is just take a couple of moments and talk a little bit about what are called phytoestrogens. Phytoestrogens are components that are pleasant, they're pleasant, all right, but they're also present in vegetable products, most especially soy products. And what I'm looking at tonight that I want to call your attention to is a research article that appeared in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in the December 2002 edition. And what the title of this article is, The Beneficial Role of Dietary Phytoestrogens in Obesity and Diabetes. The bottom line is that soy protein has been shown to reduce serum insulin levels and insulin resistance. And again, this is directly out of the article. And the fact of the matter is that consuming adequate amounts of soy protein appears to moderate this effect, causing one to lower your blood pressure, to reduce your body weight, to reduce your blood fats, and reduce excess insulin. Well, why is this important to the neuropathy and pain patient? It's particularly important to the neuropathy and pain patient because we know that when our insulin levels get too high and our blood levels get too high, this could actually be a manifestation of metabolic syndrome, which is probably the number one cause of peripheral neuropathy. Also, we know that if you have peripheral neuropathy from another cause, let's say chemotherapy or perhaps toxicity, you still should engage in a plant-based, dairy, gluten-free diet, because once you have peripheral neuropathy, what seems to be the case is you are more susceptible to these nutritional interventions. Well, how do I know this? I know this from taking care of and corresponding with many patients. In fact, if you watch our patient forums online, you'll see that when we make a post about gluten or dairy, we find patients oftentimes respond, yes, I listened to your program 2 months ago, and I followed your diet. I was doing so well. However, I went out and I had a pizza binge, and the next day I was absolutely miserable. Not only did I feel crummy, but I looked crummy, and so on. Well, the bottom line is that once you start to clear your system of things like dairy and gluten, you will find yourself not tolerating them much at all. And one of the other things that's really amazing about getting on a dairy and a gluten-free diet is that you will, like most patients, feel better overall, not just in terms of your neuropathy, but in terms of any other health issues that you may have. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about this whole issue of plant-based diet, why it's so important, and some of the things that you can do to help move yourself or maintain yourself in that direction.
Are you one of the 20 million Americans suffering the misery of neuropathy? Many people just like you have discovered there is now very effective and affordable treatment for diabetic post-chemotherapy shingles and other type of neuropathy and chronic pain. The unique Neuropathy DR program was developed by Dr. John Hayes and is now being used by many doctors and physical therapists around the USA. There are lots of patient resources for you at neuropathydr.com. But the best news of all, now you can talk directly to Dr. John Hayes by calling 781-659-7989 24/7 and schedule a neuropathy analysis by phone or in person for yourself or a loved one free of charge. But hurry, you must ask today. Don't forget, call right now, 781-659-7989, while neuropathy analysis slots are still open. That's 781-659-7989, 24/7. Are you or someone you love one of the 100 million Americans suffering the misery of chronic pain? Unfortunately, chronic pain patients suffer more than their share of tingling, burning, sleeplessness, and major life disruption. Well, now there is a very effective, affordable clinic and home co-treatment available for many forms of chronic, disabling pain. The unique Neuropathy DR program developed by Dr. John Hayes is now being used by doctors and physical therapists around the USA. You'll find more cancer and pain patient resources at neuropathydr.com. This is really good news. Talk directly to Dr. Hayes' Norwell office by calling 781-659-7989 24/7 and schedule a chronic pain analysis for yourself or a loved one for free. But hurry, you must act as these slots are limited. Dr. Hayes will personally help you decide if this approach may work for you, too. Call right now, 781-659-7989. That's 781-659-7989. 859-7989-247.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. John Hayes. Welcome back to tonight's edition of Beating Neuropathy. Before the break, we were talking about phytoestrogens and particularly soy-containing foods and their role in the diet. And what I'd like to do is to shift gears a little bit and talk about another real important topic with regard to diet, nutrition, and peripheral neuropathy in particular. You know, one of the most underutilized resources that we have is incorporating enough fats or essential fatty acids in our diet. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, you know, it's very, very easy to get yourself on a health kick where you suddenly change your diet to the point that you have excluded all sources of fat. In other words, if you all of a sudden decide you've had enough and you're going to eliminate dairy, you're going to eliminate butter, what do you have for dietary fat? What a lot of people don't realize is that consuming dietary fat of a high quality does not make you fat. In fact, it might actually make you thinner. What a lot of people don't understand, too, and something that's really critical for patients that suffer from neuropathy and chronic pain, is that the quality of your fat makes an enormous difference. Your body responds dramatically differently to fats that are saturated, such as those contained in dairy products and butter, as it does when compared to things like coconut oil, olive oil, and fish oils. In fact, the latter three, coconut oil, fish oils, and the like, olive oil, oils contained in nuts and seeds and so on, are generally much, much better for us than oils from animal products. And one of the things that is really important to understand is that when you increase the amount of these types of good fats in your diet, several amazing things happen. Number one, you tend not to be nearly as hungry as you ordinarily would be, and you find yourself able to go longer between meals without feeling starved. And one of the other things is that oftentimes the health of your skin and your hair improve as well because you have increased the amount of essential fatty acids in your diet. One of the other things that does happen when you shift your diet in this direction is you start to obtain a different lipid profile, to the point that you now have not only a more anti-inflammatory environment, but also your body is much more efficient at producing substances which allow more efficient lubrication of your joints. So it does make a huge difference. You know, it's always baffled me. For the last 40, 50 years of my life, I've observed people that take better care of their pets than they do themselves in terms of diet. You know, we think nothing about giving our pets, you know, cod liver oil, for example, or some other oil because it's going to improve the health of their coat. In addition to that, we know it makes them feel better. Well, we are no different. So learning to pay a little bit more close attention to the quality of fat in your diet really can go a long way to helping you feel a lot better. I also recently came across a study that was very interesting. This actually appeared in the Indian Journal of Pharmacology in June of 2010. And the title of this article was "The Effect of Saturated Fatty Acid-Rich Dietary Vegetable Oils on Lipid Profile, Antioxidant Enzymes, and Glucose Tolerance in Diabetic Rats." Well, obviously this is a rat study, but as you may know, rat studies do have a lot of crossover to humans. One of the things that this particular study highlighted is that the type of fatty acid in a diet determines whether the effects are beneficial or possibly harmful. One of the things that was most noted in these diabetic rats is consumption of lauric acid, which is a key component of coconut oil in particular, may help protect against diabetes-induced dyslipidemia. And I'm extracting that to say is that if you are able to reduce the dyslipidemia, which basically means the abnormal elevation of fats, the things like LDLs and triglycerides, then you are also able to reduce the effects of neuropathy, or possibly even one of the causes of neuropathy, because we do know that diabetic neuropathy in particular has many complex cellular mechanisms, but we also know that in patients that have diabetes and metabolic syndrome, which is prediabetes, that if we're able to get the blood lipid profile under control, not only do patients feel better, but they function better. So again, just another key point in terms of paying a little bit closer attention to your dietary composition. One of the other things that I want to mention here tonight is, should we go all vegetarian or vegan or not? And I know there's people on both sides of the fence, but I will tell you that examining the research as I have, and also my experience through my 32 years of clinical practice, is that most people do far better if they consume a paleo-type diet. And what do I mean by that? A paleo diet is a diet that is free of dairy. It also can certainly be made gluten-free, and if, in fact, you follow a strict paleo diet, as it was originally written, you'll find it is virtually absent in, or very, very limited in gluten. But the bottom line is that when we start to add certain animal components, such as salmon, for example, or wild fish, we can increase our nutritional value substantially. For example, in lean animal products that contain essential fatty acids as well as protein, you also get other minerals and other items which are particularly important to our health and well-being, some of which are very important in neuropathy. For example, what you may not know is that beef can be very, very high in zinc, and zinc is an essential element that is necessary for a number of different biochemical reactions, and absence of zinc or deficiency of zinc can actually cause immune deficiency. It can also cause a whole host of other health problems. So that's one reason. One of the other reasons is that animal products in particular tend to be higher in certain essential amino acids, one in particular that's not essential but very, very vital to us as human beings is the amino acid called acetyl-L-carnitine. Now, if you've read my books, you know how important acetyl-L-carnitine is, and the reason it's so important is that we know that it can help restore sensation and vibration to patients that suffer from peripheral neuropathy. But we also know that acetyl-L-carnitine does much more than that. It does help protect our nervous systems. It may actually be responsible for helping the brain police itself and clean up plaques, which when accumulated can cause dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. Well, acetyl-L-carnitine is not present in any large quantity in plant foods, but it is present in relatively large quantities in animal foods. This is one of the reasons that people almost instinctively feel better or sometimes crave things like a steak dinner. Now, I'm not saying this is something you want to do every night. In fact, there's no reason that you can't eat well over two-thirds of the time with no animal products whatsoever. In fact, you can go days without animal products. However, there is some good argument that consuming animal products periodically may help in nervous system health. In fact, when we look back through the whole concept of human brain development and we look back through ancestry and we look back through archaeology, what we find is that when the period of history took place, and I'm not sure exactly what this is because I don't remember that far back into undergraduate school, but when the period of time took place, when we went from Cro-Magnon to Neanderthal human beings, we know that there was a significant increase in brain size, and one of the reasons for that is that Neanderthal started to consume much more animal products. And I do believe there's some science there, you know, way more than folklore, and I'm sure there's arguments. In fact, I know there's arguments on both sides of the stage there. But the bottom line is that I think there's a good argument to be made for periodic consumption of animal products lending itself to your health. Now, the choice of animal products makes a huge difference. We certainly recommend lean animal products. Very, very big fans of consuming fish, not farm-raised fish under any circumstances, but wild fish, especially wild salmon. But also periodically treat yourself to things like grass-fed beef, for example. Organically raised grass-fed beef periodically probably has a place in most of our diets as well. So the bottom line, and I think the message of tonight's radio show really is, you want to shift as much of your diet as you possibly can over to plant-based. Realize that some substances like phytoestrogens and essential fatty acids have a big role in how you feel and how you behave, but also keep in mind that you should allow yourself to live a little bit. You shouldn't beat yourself up if you go to a party, as we said earlier, and celebrate a little bit. But just be cognizant that all of these things can have a profound effect on how you feel. Remember, it's what you do 99% of the time, which is much more important than what you do 9% of the time. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you or someone you love one of the 100 million Americans suffering the misery of chronic pain? Unfortunately, chronic pain patients suffer more than their share of tingling, burning, sleeplessness, and major life disruption. Well, now there is a very effective, affordable clinic and home co-treatment available for many forms of chronic, disabling pain. The unique neuropathy DR program developed by Dr. John Hayes is now being used by doctors and physical therapists around the USA. You'll find more cancer and pain patient resources at neuropathydr.com. This is really good news. Talk directly to Dr. Hayes' Norwell office by calling 781-659-7989 24/7 and schedule a chronic pain analysis for yourself or a loved one for free. But hurry, you must act as these slots are limited. Dr. Hayes will personally help you decide if this approach may work for you, too. Call right now, 781-659-7989. That's 781-659-7989, 24/7.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. John Hayes. Welcome back to tonight's edition of Beating Neuropathy. We're about to wrap up tonight's show, in which we've had a discussion about some of the more essential reasons why we want to pay attention to our diet and neuropathy, and once again, the role of some of the consumption products. In other words, consuming things we've spoke about tonight, like soy-containing foods and also foods which contain essential fatty acids from plants, coconut oil in particular, what a beneficial effect they can have on your neuropathy and chronic pain are. But what I wanted to do is to wrap up a little bit with another point, which is particularly important when taking a look at the dietary considerations in neuropathy, and that is to make sure that you're consuming adequate amounts of sulfur-containing vegetables. And in particular, the sulfur-containing vegetables would be things in particular like onions, and of course there are various types of onions, but also garlic. You know, we do know that when we consume garlic and when we consume onions, not only do we generally tend to feel a little bit better, but there's a reason behind that. Well, there's actually a couple. One of the reasons is that sulfur-containing vegetables like garlic and onion do contain compounds, sulfur in particular, which are very important in helping your body detoxify. These foods contain substances that your liver will actually help bind other substances to that help your body detoxify things from your environment, such as things that we may take in that in large doses could be poisonous. The liver does a good job of helping to detoxify or render those things either in order or help us excrete them through the addition of sulfur. So containing, or I should say consuming, diets which have or contain sulfur-containing vegetables like garlic and oil are beneficial partly because of sulfur compounds. But one of the other things which is particularly important is that these substances, or these foods rather, onions and garlic in particular, do also contain what's called allothiamine. Allothiamine is a particular form of vitamin B1, which is a cousin of benfotiamine. And you've heard me discuss benfotiamine many times before. Benfotiamine is the lipid or fat-soluble form of vitamin B1 that we give our neuropathy and chronic pain patients, for the simple reason is that we know that when patients are given benfotiamine, we process energy much more efficiently, and we also know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it tends to calm neuropathy symptoms substantially. So in this last bit from tonight's show, what I'd like to leave you with is that in addition to expanding your dietary horizons a little bit and consuming foods that contain more soy, consuming foods that contain more coconut products, that you also consider increasing the amount of sulfur-containing vegetables in your diet. And, you know, you can do this very easily by adding things like red onion to your midday or evening salad. You can certainly cook or prepare your meals with more garlic. And, of course, it's very easy to, you know, mask any unwanted side effects from that. But the bottom line is that getting more of these compounds in your diet will certainly help you feel a whole lot better. And what I wanted to tonight was really just explain that, no, it's not an old wives' tale. These things do have a significant fact behind them, and they do have a large protective role in our diets. One of the other things I do want to mention, too, is that once upon a time, way back in the 70s when I was taking my first microbiology course, I actually did a research paper on the antibiotic-containing properties of garlic, and these are things that have been known for centuries, but garlic has been used for everything from a simple antibiotic for colds and flu to what's called a vermifuge. A vermifuge is a substance that we give to patients that are infected with parasites. So a very powerful substance does have large healing properties, and it's something that you should incorporate in your diet as well. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this evening's presentation of Beating Neuropathy Radio. I know we've given you, once again, a lot of information, but the beauty of these residing here, not only in Blog Talk Radio, but also on the Beating Neuropathy website and in iTunes, is you can go back and listen to these again and again and again. I would also encourage you to contact us if you have any questions or you have topics for an upcoming radio show. You can send my staff an email to neuropathydoctor@gmail.com. Just make sure you give them an appropriate subject line so the email does get open and answered. And likewise, if we have anybody else listening to our show tonight who would like to be a guest on the show to either share their miracle or recipes or what have you, we're more than happy to entertain that. As you well know, we do have periodic guests, and it's always a pleasure. So once again, I'd like to thank everybody for being with us, and I hope you'll join us again next week. Have a great week now.